Today's Shi'ez Masechta Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Five lines from the bottom. Amamah, we learned in the previous Gemara and the Braisa taught us the opinion of the Chachamim were the kol shetziba mekriven ba'il, any carbon that Tziba brought in the Oil Moed, they brought that carbon, those carbonus in the Oil Moed in the Gilgal. And in both of these places, the Yachid only brought oil of Shlamim alone. Ask the Gemara, Matamayid Rabbanon, why, from where did the Rabbanon take that even Kabbanis that are Chayva, even Kabbanis that they are obligated to bring were not brought on a Bama Gedayla? Answers the Gemara, Amar Kra, the Pasuk tells us when Kla Yisrael will come to Yisrael. And as we've been discussing in our Shiurim, when Kla Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, for 14 years, they were conquering and dividing the land. And during those 14 years, they had the Mishkan in Gilgal. And the Pasuk says, when they arrive in Eretz Yisrael, Ish Kala Yosha Beinov Yasa. Ish is referring, obviously, to a Yochid. Yisharis, which are the Dorim Yisharis, which are the Dorim and the Dovis, that they may bring, who the Likrev, that's the only thing that can be brought. Chayvis, but Kabbanis, which are obligatory Kabbanis, like Oshem, Achatis, Loy Likrev. However, the Tzibur, this is speaking to Ish, to individuals. But the Tzibur, Afil Chayvis Likrev, they may bring Kabbanis Chayva. So that's why they held that the Yochid never brings a carbon chayva. According to Yehuda, that holds that a Yochid can bring carbon chayva. Obviously, it's limited that they could only be brought on the Bama Gedayla. What will he do with the pasuk of Ish Kala Yosha Be'enof? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Amalach. Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell you that the pasuk does not pose a problem to his opinion. Because Kiksev Yasher, where does the word Yasher reflect? On the Pasuk, Abeinav Huduksav. The Pasuk of Ishkala Yasher is going back to Be'enav. That's talking about a Bama Ketana, which is Be'enav. That's something that's in his private. And indeed, in the private Bama, there he's limited to bring only Nadarim v'Nadavis. Ava Bama Gedayla. When we speak about the Bama Gedayla, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Afil Chayvus Nami Likra of Dairy could bring any carbon, not just Nadarim v'Nadavis, but even Oil of Achatis V'Hashem Kabbanas Chayva. The Taras HaKadosh explains, what would the Chacham do? They're going to say that the word Be'enav is coming to teach us that they could bring the Dharm, the Davis, and the Bama Ketana. The Pasuk says, so that's come to teach us that we can't bring Chayvus and the Bama Gedayla. However, how do we know that, unlike after the Beis HaMikdash was built, where after the Beis HaMikdash was built, you can never bring a carbon again on a Bama? How we know that here we can bring Kabbanis on the Bama Ketana? That's why it says Ish Yosha Be'enov, that a person can continue bringing Kabbanis. Now they can bring Kabbanis on a Bama, but which Kabbanis will they be allowed to bring on the Bama? Only Hayashar, only in the Dharm and the Davis, they will not, only in the Dharm and the Davis will they be allowed to bring not any Chayvis. Ask the Gemara Allah Haksiv Ish Hayashar Be'enov. Lav Lememra, doesn't the Pasuk seem to teach us that Ish Yisharis with the Likrev, the individual can only bring Nadarav and Nadavis, Yisharis, Chayvus like Likrev, but the Chayva Yachid can't bring under any circumstance. Because if that were not the intention of the Torah with the word Ish, but rather to say that the Yachid could only bring on the Bama Ketana Nadarav and Nadavis, why did the Torah have to use the word Ish? The Torah could have said, Kal Yashav Be'enov, and that would be teaching us about a Bama Ketana that you could bring the Darm and the Davis. And we don't need the word Ish, because we already know that the Tzibur could bring Chayvis. So the Tzibur could bring Chayvis, and the Yachid could bring Chayvis. Answers the Gemara, Kiks of Ish, Rabbi Yehuda is going to tell you that the word Ish is here to teach us, Lach Zar, to teach us that a Zar could bring Kabanas on a Bama Ketana. Ask the Gemara, that halacha, that even a Zar could bring, that even a Zar could bring Kabanas on a Bama Ketana, it's not limited to Kahanim. Ask the Gemara, we learn from another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, the Zar Kain is Adam as Mizbach Hashem Pesach Oel Moed Nafka. And the Pasuk says that only what's found at the Pesach Oel Moed, only a carbon that, only a Mizbech that's found at the Pesach Oel Moed, there we have a limitation that only Kahanim could do the Avoida. But anywhere else, there is no limitation that only Kahanim could do Avoida. So I already know that halacha, answers the Gemara. If we only had that pasuk, we would think that when a carbon is being brought on a bama, yes, the halacha doesn't require on a bama a koyin, but we would think that what the Torah does require on a bama is that it should be brought like it was originally. The kabanas were brought by bechayrim. Kamash Malan, that no, even a zar. And here we really reflect back to halach that we discussed in our shiurim, that we know the Rishonim teach us that until the time, as we learned before, either Kabbalah Satayra or the building of the Mishkan, the Avodah was only done by Bechayrim. But as we've also discussed, what does Bechayrim mean? Some suggest that Bechayrim mean strictly Bechayrim, firstborn, oldest son. Some suggest that Bechayrim doesn't mean necessarily a Bechar. It can mean, the definition of Bechar means the most significant individuals. That would mean, that's why it would not be a question that somebody like Avram Avinu, who wasn't a Bechar, brought a carbon. Because Avram Avinu, although he wasn't a Bechar, was certainly the most special person in his time, and therefore, that's included in the definition of Bechar. As we also mentioned, there are those that say that when the Gemara says that it was strictly done by Bechayrim, what it means is carbon tzibur that was done only by Bechar. A carbon yachid did not have to have a Bechar, although I saw that the Chazon Ish says that from our Gemara, that the Gemara wants to say that if we didn't have this pasuk, we would think that by a bama, the carbon has to be brought by a Bechar. Now, when we speak about a bama, we're obviously speaking about a situation of a carbon yachid. And even though we're speaking about a carbon yachid, we see that the Gemara is thinking that maybe it should only be brought by Bechar. Clearly indication that at the time, says the Chazon Ish, that the Avodah was done by Bechayrim, it means it was done by even the carbon yachid. So that's why we need the pasuk to teach us that that's not the case. Now the Gemara goes back to the brisa that we learned in the previous year. Ask the Gemara Chamim, the Chamim that I mentioned in the brisa after the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that Abama Ketana, they only brought oil of Ishlamim. Ask the Gemara, isn't that the exact same opinion as the Tanakama? So what is this opinion adding that we didn't see previously? Amra Papa, to which Rapapa responds, the Sochem Bemidba Ikavinayu. The Nafkamina was when we bring a carbon oil of Ishlamim, when Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, did they bring along with those carbonos Nesachim? According to the Chamim, at the beginning of the Braisa, Nesachim were not brought in the Midbar. Because in the Parsha Nesachim, the Torah actually begins that Parsha with the words, Kisavoy al Eretz Moshev Seichem, teaching us that Nesachim with Kabbanis don't apply until they get to Eretz Yisrael, and then after they come to Shiloh, only there will the Halacha of Nesachim apply. The Chamim, who are mentioned at the end of the Braisa, hold that they did bring the Sachim in the Midbar when they brought a carbon yachid. And therefore, in Gilgal, they continue doing that. And the pasuk that says, Kisuvayal Eretz Mosh V'Seichem, comes to teach us that when they will come to Gilgal, it's not, the pasuk is not speaking about Shiloh. The pasuk is actually speaking about Gilgal, and in Gilgal already, they started bringing the Sochem. The Gemara goes back to the opinion of Rav Shimon that was quoted on that price. Omar, Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says that even the Tzibur did not bring only common Psochem and Kabbonis Shekavu Lemzman, Kabbonis that they had to bring a special time, that only brought at a specific time. Says the Gemara, my time to Rav Shimon, from where does Rav Shimon base his opinion? Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, V'yas b'nei Yisrael esach Pesach b'Gilgal. The Pasuk tells us that they did the Karm Pesach b'Gilgal. Says the Gemara, Pshita, of course they had to bring a Karm Pesach. Why was it necessary for the Torah to teach us? Tells us the Gemara, what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Elohok Kamashmon, the Chayvis came Pesach with the Karav, Karbonis that are like the Karm Pesach, that's what they brought in Gilgal. Halaf came Pesach, but if it doesn't have the same quality, the same characteristics as a Karban Pesach, that like Karav were not brought on the Bama. So Tosfos asks that the Gemara Masech the Kedushin quotes the opinion of Dana de Beri Shmuel, that Dana de Beri Shmuel holds that they did not have to bring the Karm Pesach in Gilgal, because the Pasuk says that Kisuvayo ala Oretz, the Shmatim Savoida Azois, that the Alocha Karm Pesach is only applicable after they come to Shiloh. So how could the Gemara be saying that we learn from Gilgal that they brought the Karm Pesach, and not only did they bring the Karm Pesach in Gilgal, that becomes the model for what we bring in Gilgal. So Tosfos says that it's very clear that Rav Shimon cannot be agreeing with Rabbi Shmuel. So again, Hokamashman says Rav Shimon, what is this pasuk teaching us? The chayvus came Pesach with the karav. Kabbonis that are similar to the Karm Pesach bring in Gilgal. Halav came Pesach like karav. Vidach. And the Tanoim who disagree, and they hold that any Karban Tzibur was brought in Gilgal. What does the pasuk have to single out that they brought the Karm Pesach in Gilgal? And says the Gemara, Rabbi Lechon, Rabbi Yochanan, it's needed for a different halacha to teach us. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Noah, oral a Yisrael that is tamei meis, mekabel azor, that even though the person is still an oral, and of course an oral cannot eat from the Karm Pesach, but let's say besides the fact that he's an oral, he's also a tamei meis. If he'll do a bris afterwards, now he'll be able to have a Karm Pesach. And what we learn from here is that when Klai Yisrael went over the Yarden on the 10th day of Nisan, and on the 11th day of Nisan, they did a bris milah. They did not have a bris milah done while they were in the Midbar. So if they were not allowed to have Azor while they're a Reilim, then from 11 days of Nisan, there wouldn't be enough time for them to become completely Tahor to be able to bring the Karm Pesach on 14 days in Nisan. Because when you ever have a Hazor, the Azor, you have Azor, and then after the Azor, you have a break of 3 days. Here, it would already be past the time. So we see from here, we would think, this is the way the Rishonim explained, that we would think that since somebody has a level of Tumah, he would not be able to have a Azor, and a person whose Tumah is a person who's oral might be considered as individual who's tamei, and since he's considered like an individual who's tamei, he can't have azar. Teaches us the Gemara that he's not, and even though he has to have the bris milah, and even though without the bris milah he won't be able to eat the Karman Pesach, that doesn't change that he could still have the azar. And if he won't be an oral by the time he has to bring Karman Pesach, he will be able to bring the Karman Pesach. Says the Maratana Tana Kamei, there of Ada Bahava. Amen Bamakhtaila. The Brisa that we're going to learn poses a question again on Rav Shimon. The Brisa says, Ain Bain Bamagdaila Bamakhtana, that on a bama ketana, he could not, on a bama ketana, he does not bring those kabanas. On a bama gedola, he does bring those kabanas. Why is the Karban Pesach mentioned separately? Says the Gemara, Amalei, the Karban Pesach, it's a carbon that's kavula is man. Why is the Karban Pesach singled out? Amalei to argue mas nisach, the way to understand the brisa that again that differentiates and that the brisa is coming to teach us. Ein bein bama gedayla bama ketana, el Karban Pesach is brought on bama gedayla, and it's not brought on the ketana. And then a carbon like that's brought both b'chayva and adava, like an oilus chayva, and a carbon musaf, that's brought on a bama gedayla. Dika oilus nadava, that whereas the oilus chayva is only brought on the bama gedayla, doila nadava is brought on a bama siyachid. Di chatos, if we're going to say that the chatos should be brought on bama gedayla, Chatas Nudava Miyika. So the Gemara is saying is that a carbon that comes bin Nudava and Bechayva. So the halacha is that when it comes bin Nudava, it's brought on a Bama Ketana. And when it's brought Bechayva, it's brought on a Bama Gedoyla. But a carbon that is not brought on a carbon on a Bama Ketana, their halacha is that that can be brought. Kavula is man, like a musaf, can be brought on a bama gedayla. But is there a canter chatas nadava? So says the Gemara, why do we have to say that the pasuk is speaking about oilus chayva? For lukma b'michas chayva, why don't we say it's speaking about mimchas chayva? Dika chavitim. And the Bryce will be saying that ain't being bama gedayla bama ketana, that oilus chayva, and like tamidim and musafim, and michas chayva, like the michas chavitim, that they are considered a chayvus, kaban chayv of the tzibur, that the halacha is that they're only brought on the gedayla of like tana, and they have a counter on the carbon, on the bama ketana, where a regular carbon mincha, which is a nadava. Says the Gemara, the reason it wasn't interpreted that way is kasava ein mincha bebama. So that's why I can't be speaking about a mincha. So our Gemara has established that the carbon minchas chavitim, which is the carbon that is brought every day, is brought machtzisoy bebaika, machtzisoy ben abayim. So now we're learning that only kabanas that have a carbon that has a tzibur variety and a yachid variety can be brought in a bama tzibur. So according to Shimon, an oilus tzibur which has a set time is the only carbon tzibur besides Karban Pesach, which can be brought on a Bama Tzibur. Because it's the only carbon which has a corresponding carbon brought on a Bama Tziyachid, an Oilus Yachid, a Chayvet Tzibur, even which one has a set time, like the Karban Musaf, is not brought on the Bama Tzibur, because there's no corresponding carbon Chatas, which is brought on a Bama Tziyachid. Because as we've been learning, that only Nedavis can be brought on a Bama Tziyachid, a Chatas and Asham are never a nedava. So ask the Gemara, what about the chavitim, which is a carbon tzibur, and it's brought at a set time on a daily basis, and it has a carbon, has corresponding minchas yochid. So Gemara says, because Rav Adda Bar Ahava holds that ein mincha b'bama. But the Mishnah Melech says, asks Avi's question, as we just said, what is the definition of minchas chavitim? The definition of a minchas chavitim is the carbon that the Kohen Gadol brought on a daily basis, machtzisa bebaika half in the morning, machtzisa bein abayim. So why would that be called a carbon tzibur? Says the Me'ar Sameach, there is a time when the Michas Chavitim comes for the tzibur. Because he quotes a Mishnah Masechta Menachos, daf nun aleph amud beis. What happened if the Kohen Gadol was nifter and they did not yet appoint a new Kohen Gadol? So Yehuda says that the Kohen Gadol's Yarshim had to bring the Karban Chavitim until they appoint a new Kohen Gadol. Rav Shimon disagrees, and he says that in the interim, the Korban Minchas Chavitim still had to be brought on a daily basis, but it was brought from the Tzibur funds. So now, says the Aruch Sameach, when we say that the Minchas Chavitim checks off all the boxes, it works, because it's a Korban that's brought, it's a Korban that's brought on a daily basis. It has a Korban, a corresponding Korban, a regular Korban Mincha, and it is considered a Korban Tzibur, because sometimes it's the Tzibur who pays for it when there's no other Kohen available. We learned in the Mishnah, Baal HaShiloi, once they came to Shiloi, the Bamas became Usur, and the Mishnah described how the Mishkan in Shiloi lived, looked. There was no roof, the walls were made out of stone, and on top of it, there were pieces of material that was how it was covered. Says the Gemara, Menonimili, from where did we notice halacha that's the way Mishkan Shiloh looked? Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kosev Echad Omer, one pasuk in Shmuel says, V'tevi'ehu Beis Hashem Shiloh. So it says that Shiloh was built like a house. Kosev Echad Omer, then another pasuk says, V'yitayish Mishkan Shiloh Oil Shikayim Badim, a pasuk in Tehillim. V'ksiv, the pasuk says, V'mi'irmas Boil Yosef, so we see that it's only called, an oil. So how do we reconcile these psukim? Says the Gemara, Loi Haisusham Tikra, it did not have a regular roof like a house. Elavanim Mamata, they had stone walls on the bottom. Firias Mamalam, and they had pieces of material on top. And that was the place, as we're going to be learning in the Shiurim, that was the place that was called Menucha. We learned further, Kachi Kachim, when it comes to speaking about Mishkan Shiloh, the Kachi Kachim are eaten inside of the Kalim, and the Kachi Kalim and Masa Sheni are eaten B'chol HaRoya. Ask them, Amanon Emili, where do we know that there's a new Shir B'chol HaRoya from anywhere you could see? I'm Rav Oshir, I'm a crow. The pasuk says, "Hashem lecha pentala oylasech b'chol makom shetira." Come makom shetira, any place from where you could see, Shiloh, yata ma'ala, you can't bring kabanas. You have to bring them in Shiloh himself. Aval, that's as far as the eating. Aval ata oichel b'chol makom shetira. So the Mefarshim asked the question that yes, this pasuk is very clear, indicating that the halacha of eating is depending on kamakam shatira. So why are we learning that this halacha only applies by kachim kalim? It should apply to kachim as well. It says so. The Mefarshim explained that they always understood that there's a difference between kachim and kachim kalim, and this must be one of those differences. Ema, says the Gemara, but maybe say, become makashat roya yatamala. If you're so close to Shiloh that you could see Shiloh, you can't bring kabanas. Avatazaych, become makam shatareh. That means you could be mala, you could avatazaych, become makam shatareh, that you could shecht anywhere. And we would learn from here that you don't have to do the shechita of kabanas in Shiloh itself. It's enough to do it b'chol haroya. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yana Amakra. The pasuk says further afterwards, Kiyam makam asher yivcha Hashem v'achash v'techa, Shom tal al osach v'shom tas kashen and tzuvecha. The halacha and the aktara and everything has to be done only v'makam asher yivcha Hashem. V'loy b'chol makam shatira, not just from anywhere you could see. So we could see that only eating is what's mutter, but not any act of the carbon. Ravidimi Barchama Amo, that the halacha kachim kalim could be eaten b'chol haroy b'shiloi. Damakra, the pasuk says, v'loi ta'anas shiloi. Tana is a lashon of tsar. Makom shekol haroy isoi, a place from where you could see shiloi, Misana olav al kachim shaloi. This pasuk is speaking about a situation that they are now in the galus, and they're crying that as long as they had shiloi, they were able to eat kabanas as far as they could see it. Now that they can't see, now they don't even get that opportunity. So it's obvious that it was eating that was mutter by shiloi. Ravua says, Amakra, the Pasuk says, by Yaakov Avinu, when Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayechi gives brachas to his children, the Pasuk says, Ben Paris Yosef, Ben Paris Ali Ayin. We learn from here, Ayin Shalai, Rots, Lozon, Lahanis, Medavish, and Shalai, Yosef, who was able to prevail over the story by Ashes Pitifar, and not have relations with a woman who was not his wife, so Shiloi, which was built in the share of Yosef, Yosef is overcame what Mitzrayim represents. Mitzrayim represents the Ervas Haaretz, where people follow their eyes. Yosef didn't follow his eyes, so it is appropriate that Shiloi should be the place where Mishkan should be built, because the Mishkan represents Kedusha. And not only does the Mishkan represent Kedusha, but to point out, the Avdi Nezer makes this point, to point out how Yosef was so careful, and Yosef represents the opposite of Erves Haaretz. Yosef represents Kedusha. That's why where Yosef had a Mishkan, that's why in that place, and specifically in that place, was the place that Yosef, that they should be able to eat kabanas b'chol aroyim. I saw another pshat that what typically, how is a mechitza created? That here we could eat and here we can't eat. So the way a mechitza for kachim throughout halacha is created is with a chaimah, is with a wall. What does a wall represent? A wall represents a place where it's a mechitza. It prevents other things, foreign things from coming in. But Yosef HaTzadik did not need a mechitza. Yosef HaTzadik was able to be in Mitzrayim, which we just described as the Erves Haaretz. And even though he was in the Erves Haaretz, he was able to prevail that he didn't need all types of borders to protect him from doing an Aveira. And therefore, even though normally when we identify where can kachim be eaten and where can kachim not be eaten, that's only based with a wall separating, Yosef showed us that we don't need to have walls. Another pshat that the Pnei Menachem has a whole different pshat. Pshat is that Yosef, we know, was the ruler over Mitzrayim. What did Yosef do? He collected all of the money, all the property, and all of the assets of Mitzrayim. He was the one that took, and what did he do with it? Says the Pnei Menachem. What he did with it was he gave it to Paroi. He could have kept some for himself, but of course, he did not want to keep something that does not belong to him for himself. That means, Ayin Chaimed, sometimes the eye wants to see what it doesn't deserve to have. Yosef showed us that he doesn't have that issue. Just because he sees something doesn't mean he wants something. And he knew, if it doesn't belong to me, I'm not going to keep it. I'm going to give it to Paroi. When Yosef showed that that was his behavior, that's when Yosef became the person that he's not his ayin. He showed what a special eye he had. That's why Mishkan Shiloi, which was in his share, the ayin, where the Makom Aroya is the dependent of what you could eat or not eat. Rabbi Yosef Rechanin Amar, the Pasuk again says, when Moshe Rabbeinu benches Shev Yosef, the Pasuk says, Ritzoyin Shaykh Neseh, Ayin L'Ratzol Adas Medavishen Shiloi, Tizbef V'Toychel Mein Hasnuim, he could be the one, even though the other brothers hated him, that and he is didn't have relations with wife of Potiphar, his place is singled out that you could eat kosher b'chol aroya. Tana, says the Gemara, when the Braisa said b'chol aroya shamru, when they said this halacha, says the Gemara that the halacha is roya kula, you have to be able to see then the base, the shiloi, v'loi mafsik beinoi lebeinoi, and there's nothing separating. Amalei Rav Shimon ben Yaakov Rezer, Asbraloch, I'll give you an explanation. I'll give you an example of what the Braisa means. Kegoin bebei Knishta demoin, that you could see Shiloi from there was a big base of Knesset demoin, and there was nothing in between. Amra Papa, when we speak about Chol Roy Shamru, Loi Roy Kula, you don't have to see all of it. El Roy Mektsasa, even if you see just part of Shiloi, it's going to be enough. Now ask the Gemara. By Rapapa, Oymed V'roya, if you're standing in a spot, that if you're standing there, you could see Shiloi. But Yoshev Ein Roya, when you're sitting, you can't see it. Mai. And I saw that the Mefarshim point out that there are many different ways of understanding this question. One is that if you're eating, and you have to, in order to see Shiloi, you have to stand. So that means you could only eat standing. That, what would be the halacha? Will you allow to stand and eat? Because then you see Shiloi. So in other words, sitting, you certainly won't be able to sit and eat. Because when you're sitting, you don't see Shiloi. The question is, when you're standing, can you eat? Another question is that, and the question therefore is, can you eat standing? Another way of learning it is, standing certainly you could eat, because you could see Shiloi. Is the question is, but since when you're standing, you could see Shiloi, will it help for where you're sitting? Or another way of learning the question is, again, since when you stand, you see Shiloi, you could eat sitting, or does it mean you have to be able to see Shiloi both when you're sitting and standing? By Rabbi Yirmiya. Another question. If you're standing on top of an area, you'll see. That means if you're allowed to eat kachim, because even though the spot that you're standing on is not visible, but you could go to a different spot and you could see, that would be enough, and the Gemara remains with a teiku. Kiyasar of Dimi, Amar Rebbe, B'shlosh Mekam Shar Shechina Al Yisrael. There were three places that the Shekhinah rested on Klal Yisrael. In Mishkan and in the Middash, B'shilai v'nai v'givmai b'yis alamim. B'kash l'shasa el b'chelek b'nyamin, all of these places were in Sheva b'nyamin. Shnamar, as the Pasuk says in Parashas Oseh Bracha, l'v'yamin omer yedid Hashem yishkan l'vetev, olav chayfiv kol hayoyim, u'beng seifiv yosh shokhein. Kol chfifis, wherever the Shekhinah found itself, Lo Yeh El B'chelkesh Binyamin was always in the Chelik of Binyamin. The Karen Iris says that from here we see that the Gemara calls these places place that the Shekhinah was. So he says, just like we know that when the Beis HaMikdash stood, we had to do Alil Regal to the Beis HaMikdash, so too is the Halacha, he suggests, that when the Mishkan, when the Shekhinah, as the Gemara identifies it, were in different places in the history of Klal Yisrael, you had to do a Lila Regal in all those places. And that's what the Gemara wants to show by comparing all these places. Our Gemara is being very clear in teaching us that Chelik Binyamin is the place where the Shekhinah found itself. And there are many reasons given. One is based on a Gemara that we learned much earlier in the Masechta on the Daf Nun Gimel, but the Gemara explains the pasuk Chayfuf Lav Kol Hayoyim that Binyamin saw, as we're going to learn, that there was a small part of his of the Beis HaMikdash, where the Mizbeach, where Shevet Yehuda was, and it bothered him. And since he was somebody that it bothered him that he doesn't have the Mishkan, if he shows that much that he cares that much, that's why he was the one that he had the Mishkan and his share. Another pshat is based on a Gemara in Masechta Sota, where the Gemara says, Adaf Lamed Vav, Tanya Hayu Rameya Omer, B'shar Sham the Yisrael Sfas Hayam, where Klai Yisrael was standing by the Yam, Ha'yishrat Menatzchim Zeh, Zama Nitchil Yor Liyam, Zama Ney Yor Tchila. Kofet Shev Binyamin V'yarad. Shev Binyamin was the first one that jumped into the Yam, and since they were the ones that jumped into the Yam first, that's why they were the ones that had the Shechina in their share. We know Nachshman Ibn Nadav was the first one to jump in. The answer is that Nachshman Ibn Nadav was an individual who jumped in. Here we're talking about a whole Shevet. Another pshat I saw is because Binyamin was the only Shevet that was born in Eretz Yisrael. Another pshat is that, as we know, very often when a parent gets older and they have to come live by a child, they very often will choose to live by the child who is the youngest. Binyamin was the youngest, so the Shechina came to the youngest child. Another pshat is that Yosef, Binyamin, was the only Shevet who didn't participate in the Mechiras Yosef. Binyamin, who did not participate in Mechiras Yosef, is worthy that the Shechina should be in his section. Says the Gemara, Ozla Abayev Amra Kamei Rabbi Yosef. Says the Gemara, when Abaya went and said over to Rabbi Yosef, so said over this halacha, Amar, this was said over to Rabbi Yosef, and he commented, Amar, Rabbi Yosef said, Chad Bana Havalei Lemel. We had a friend, Kailil, and he had only one son, Abaya, and actually to say that Doris quotes that Abaya, that the father of Abaya was actually the brother of Rabba, the Loi Miskin, and he doesn't say things that are right, because the pasuk says V'yita Mitzkan Shiloi K'siv Yimis B'Yosef B'Shevet Ephraim Le'Bachar. So we see that it was in Shevet Ephraim, not in Shevet Binyamin. Amar Vada Michael Kashlei Dilma. Shechina b'chelik Binyamin. Maybe the Shechina was a chelik Binyamin, and Sanhedrin was b'chelik Yosef. Kirmetzinu, as we find that the by the Beis Hamikdash, that the Shechina is a chelik Binyamin, the Sanhedrin, as we just said, was in chelik Yehuda. Amalei hachi hashta. How can we compare the two things? How can we compare your two examples? Hossam, when we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, Mikrovin Nachlas Gabay Adadi, as we learned earlier in the Masechta, the share of Yehuda and the share of Binyamin were close to each other, and therefore we could well understand why there was a border that part of it was in Shevet Yehuda and part of it Shevet Binyamin. Hacha, mi Mikrovin, was Shevet Binyamin next to, was the Shiloi next to Shevet Binyamin that we should say that part was in Shevet Binyamin, Shevet Ephraim, and Tzimra actually Hachanami Makarvin. That is indeed what happened. Kramer of Chamer Balchanina, Ritzua Yais Mishelka Shel Yehuda, just like we know when we speak about the Beis HaMikdash, there was a part of the territory that went out of the Shear of Yehuda, for Nechneses Lechelka Shel Binyamin, Ba'ay Mizbech Bani, and that's where the Mizbech was built. Vayim Binyamin at Tzadik, as we said earlier, Binyamin was very upset. Mitzdal of Levoloi, he was so upset that he didn't get the entire share of every part of the Beis HaMikdash there. And that's why we also learned there was no Yesoid under the Mizbech that was in the Shevet Yehuda area. Hachinami, so too when we speak about Mishkan Shiloi, which was in the Chalk of Yosef bin Ephraim, there was a part of it that went into Chalk of Binyamin. The Hainoi, and says the Gemara, that's what's called Tana Shiloi. He was upset. Binyamin was upset that he only got that amount. As we're learning, Binyamin's behavior is that he wanted all the Shechina by him. Says the Gemara, Ketanoi, this is actually Machloikus Tanoim. The Pasuk says, as we said, Binyamin Amar, Yedir Hashem, Yishkan Levetach Olav, Choyfe Olav, Kalayoyim, Ben Ksoifev, Shachin, Choyfe Olav, Zeb Migdash Rishon, Kol HaYoyim refers to Migdash Sheini, Ubein Sefer Shevchei, Eli Moshe Mashiach. In all these different times, the Beis Hamikdash will always be in Shevet Binyamin. Rebbe Mechofer Olav Ze Olam Hazeh, that in this world, the Shekhinah was always in Olam and Shevet Binyamin. Ad Hayoyim, Kol Hayoyim Eli Moshe Mashiach, Obenk Sefer Shachin, Elu Olam Haba. And as the Rishonim point out, there's going to be different phases, and Yemois HaMashiach are not going to be on the same level. Olam Haba is going to be even a higher level. It's going to be a time that we're even more connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that according to this Mandam Rebbe, the Shekhinah was always in Chelek Binyamin. And according to the Tanakhama, it was only by the Beis HaMikdash. So the opinion that states that in Chelek Binyamin, we had the Shekhinah even by Mishkan Shiloh, because there was a border between Binyamin and Ephraim, is actually following this opinion that says that the following the opinion of Rebbe, not of the Tanakhama.